Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Angston. What's up, man?
How we doing, man?
Episode 750. Do the round of applause. Oh, yeah. It's been a long journey, guys. How many years have you been doing this? 2019. So 7 years?
That's wild.
7 years of bringing you guys wig splitting knowledge bombs. We got another one for you today, guys. We're going to talk about A-B pricing framework. We came up with this A-B pricing a while back in kind of relationship to our last episode to make it easy to do business with us.
Yep.
So at Legacy Personal Training, as you guys know, we've gotten rid of all other service offerings. We just have semi-private. That's it. That's all we do. And not only do we just do semi-private, we just do unlimited semi-private. So like you can come in as much as you want. And again, there's a lot of reasons why we went down this road. Mm-hmm. The logic, the math, the capacity, the mindset of the unlimited client, the lifestyle client versus transformational client, all these things kind of led us to this place that said, you know what? Let's just give everybody unlimited because we want to see them as much as possible. We don't want them to count sessions. We don't want them to have to ask like, hey, can I make that up next week? It's all bundled into the same price. Boom. Again, keeping frictionless, right? So now when they get down to the final like decision, they have an A and a B,
yep.
Right? You can choose membership A, which is an annual unlimited, or membership B, which is an open-ended, no term commitment, unlimited. Okay, semi-private on both.
Yes.
Okay. And the reason we did this, many reasons, but think about when somebody has way too many choices. Let's say there's 10 options. And by the way, we were there. We had a lot of options at one point because we had frequency, we had terms, we had a 3, 6, 12. I mean, I've seen it all.
And different service offerings
different
back then.
Different service, large group, yeah. Semi-private, personal training, one-on-one, nutrition, like all these things. And so we just, again, simplification was like the direction that we took. And guys, I will be honest with you, this is one of the best things we ever did. Best things we ever did was just make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Make it, again, going back to last episode, frictionless, make it easy. Just give them two options and then they can decide. In fact, even when we give them two options, we take one of them away and we start everybody on option A, irrespective if they end up wanting to be on B. And let me tell you what that means. So everybody in our gym starts the same way. They start with what's called a two-week guarantee. You sign up for an annual agreement, you pay the cheapest that we charge, and you have 2 weeks to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to stay, nothing changes. We don't need you to come back in and resign again. They just roll right into a regular membership just like everybody else. If they say at the end of 2 weeks, hey, you know what? I really don't want to commit to a year, then we put them on the B plan. And it's as simple as that. I mean, I think most people listen and be like, oh my God, it can be that simple.
It can't, yeah, 100%.
It can be that simple. So everybody starts the same way. Whether or not you're here for 2 weeks or 2 years, you start the same way and you become a member on day one. And that's really a key to this whole situation is that we're not treating a trial member, a two-week member, as any different
mm-hmm.
than a current member that's been here for 15 years.
Yeah.
They get the same session availability. They get the same session delivery. Everything's the same. The only thing that does change is their first 2 weeks, their workouts are a little different than everybody else's because we're doing their body mapping.
Yeah.
But they know that going in, and by the end of the 2 weeks, they're just like ready to rock. And again, there's no challenge on the front end. There's no, special trial. There's no like
throwing everything at them.
There's front end low barrier program. Look, we did all of those things. We
sure.
did them all.
Yep.
We invented a lot of them because we used to run these for gyms a lot. And on paper, they all make sense. And they still make sense, but they make sense for attracting people, not for retaining.
There you go.
So running trials and challenges and front-end programs for 6 weeks or 12 weeks or some type of summer program and all that stuff makes sense to get people in the gym.
Or free.
Or free week, free 2 weeks, free month, whatever. Gets people in the gym. It doesn't keep them in the gym.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, like we could talk about it now or another episode, but there's a mindset of the person that's coming in on a short-term, low-barrier, challenge style, quick fix deal. We call those transformational clients. They're looking for a specific result in a specific amount of time. And by all means, all right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes, and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training. There's plenty of places those people could go. They could come in here too, but if they're going to stick around, we've got to transform them into a what's called a lifestyle client, which is somebody that's just coming in to work out every single day. That's part of their lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. And you nailed it. There's a million things to get somebody through the doors. And I think a lot of those policies or a lot of those opportunities in gym are done for that almost a scarcity mindset, right? Like everybody needs new business. Everybody's always focused on getting new people through the door, but you don't really, maybe you have, but you should be thinking about how is this impacting their entire stay, right? Free, for example, it's great to get somebody through the doors, but that person has no skin in the game. Good luck trying to hold them accountable for, you know, whatever trial period that they're on. They're not paying for it. So, of course, if they don't show up, they don't feel any sting in their – you don't feel like they're wasting a trial. Mm-hmm. And then you've got somebody who's a tire kicker who, you know, what are their chances that they're going to be here in a year?
Yeah, they weren't real that serious anyway. I mean, if the only way people can start with you is free, then you're going to get some regular people in there just because they're already motivated. They want to come in and, oh, it's free. All right, I'll do that. But, like, I don't need to do it.
Correct.
So those people might stay, but it's all the other ones. Yeah, you guys, leads are easy. You can get leads. We get leads all the time that they're worthless.
Yeah.
A lead is really worthless if you're honest about it. They don't respond to your text. If they don't ever show in, like, what is the return on your investment? It's actually a negative return. Because not only do you pay for that lead, all of your time invested in chasing that lead down, it's a negative investment. Like leads are worth, it's actually, leads are negative.
Sure.
They're not even zero. They're negative, right? They're only worth anything when the transaction's made. They're not even worth anything when they show up.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Unless they do a transaction, then there's no return on, you know, value. There's no return.
No exchange of value. Yeah.
Exchange of value. So they're still worthless until they actually give you money.
Mm-hmm.
But like I get the need of feeling busy. I get the need of seeing lead action coming in and got 12 leads, 15 leads this week or whatever it was. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they come in and give you money, they're worthless. And that's just that's just math.
And there's something to be said. You know, we want this industry to be respected. What we bring to the table is valuable. Yeah. And if we can, if the entire industry holds on to this, oh, we'll just give away our services to get people through the door. I think it's just devaluing the industry as a whole, mm-hmm. you know, and that's part of the reason that I think there's still a lot of stigma around the fitness industry and not being taken seriously. And I think this is a calling for all of us, you know, anyone who owns a gym, like stop doing those things if we want to be respected by the consumer, if we want to be held and looked at like a viable option for somebody's health, like that going to a doctor or, you know, getting nutrition handled. And you can't just give it all away and then go and try and convert somebody to a program that could be $400 or $500 a month.
Yeah, there's a million things to say why people do for free, but you're hurting yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, we can go into another episode another time talking about free. So going back to the topic this episode, A, B. We gave them two options, and everybody really starts on A. And if you want to go to B after 2 weeks, that's our whole sales system here.
Yeah.
Like, period. You want to copy it? By all means. Figure out an A and B, start on A, give them 2 week guarantee, cancel if you don't like it. And if you want to continue on, you don't do anything. Pretty simple.
And the cool thing there too is like it is framed in a way that the client gets to make that choice on what is right for them, what is beneficial for them, right? We have a big transient clientele population. People have multiple homes. They leave summer when it's 185 degrees here. And if they want the flexibility, no problem. That's an option for them. They choose that option. And they're happy either way.
Yeah.
But it's designed with the client in mind as well, not just the policies of the business.
Guys, simplification is probably one of the things that most every gym can do this week that will make your business grow. I mean, it's like multiplication by subtraction.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Getting rid of things that don't serve you in the gym anymore, your policies, your pricing structures, your service offerings, simplify. When we simplified, we got super honed in and focused on our one thing. We were the best in the market. We have a premium service. We can charge the most in the market. And people come here not for free. They come here knowing they're going to pay a high price to get a very valuable premium product.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I want to be.
Yep.
So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.